Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you are joining me today. And today, I'm diving into choosing to change anger. If you have an anger problem or you're quick to get angry, this show is for you. Today we're going to dive into kind of the different aspects of anger. We're going to really kind of clear out the constructs of it, and we're really going to get you into how to choose something different. Anger is one of those things that just keeps you cycling in it, right? Keeps you looping in it because anger has such a strong cycle with it. First, you get angry, right? Then you have most of the time with anger, we have some type of an emotional outburst. Then beyond the emotional outburst comes kind of that feeling of guilty, right? And then feeling shameful. And so when we look at changing this, when we look at changing the first thing here, when we look at changing the anger, what we're going to actually do is we're going to change this whole cycle, this whole thing where, you know, it kind of starts this one thing and then trickles into another and then loops you into something else and then ends you in this pit of guilt and shame. I want to really change that whole cycle. So today I'm going to talk to you about how I personally changed my anger and how I actually changed anger in one of my children as well, who also, just like me, was very ignited in anger and had very angry outbursts, if you will, and how I essentially kind of got a hold of it for myself and how I presented to her as well to change it for herself as well. And I actually talk about this in my new book, The Empath's Guidebook to Consciousness and Awareness. I talk about actually getting clear about where she was functioning and how she was feeling and how I changed patterns inside myself, which actually allowed her to change patterns within herself as well. You know, so often I feel like people think, they're never going to change their unruly child, or they're never going to change a situation with their teenager who they feel is, you know, angry with them. And I'm here to tell you right now that you totally 100% can. You can totally change that relationship, but you have to get to the core of really changing that intensity that you're first choosing. So today I wanted to kind of talk about this. So we just started a course just a few days ago called Ending the I Don't Know. And it's interesting because I did name it that, but I don't know if that's quite the right name for the course, because essentially what it is I'm having everyone in the course choose something, right? You're choosing something, and then we're going through this 21-day process of choosing it and really taking these proactive steps to create that thing that they're choosing showing up in their life. So one of the participants in particular actually chose to change her anger. And again, I've been there, I've done that. And so I wanted to kind of use this show to show people, especially those who feel like anger has such a hold on them, because I get it, I know what that's like to feel kind of a victim to that angry, or victim to that feeling of being angry, right? Because it really is. It's one of those things that you really, truly, if you have an anger problem, if you're quick to anger, if anger is kind of one of those things that you choose often, you really, truly do get to a point where you feel like you do not have any choice with that anger. it can come on really fast, right? It can totally take you out of being present in the moment. It can create all kinds of added problems in your life. And so it is a process to really get yourself out of that anger cycle. And so today we're going to talk about that and really maybe give you some space to change your anger. And so we're just going to dive in. So let's go ahead and get started here first by making sure that we are expanded out. So we're going to go ahead and take some nice deep breaths. And put your barriers down, your barriers down, your barriers down, your barriers down. Go ahead and expand out. Make yourself as big as the state that you're in. We're going to go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And if you've never expanded before, I know we just went really, really far. If you've never expanded before, essentially all we're doing is expanding your energy, space, and consciousness, not your body. So we're just allowing your being, the space of who you be, not your body, to expand out and really just give you more space. The more space that you have, the greater possibility of change. So we're going to expand out as big as the state that you're in. So you're going to go all the way out. And all the way down as big as the state is wide and all the way up. And just take a nice deep breath. Just expanding out your energy. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the country that you're in. And you're going to go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Nice deep breath. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the planet that we're on. That's a big stretch there. It's bigger, faster, becoming one with everyone and everything and just going all the way through the planet. Just really giving yourself that space, becoming one with everyone and everything. And the universe. There you go. All the way out in the multiverse, multiple universes. Nice deep breath. And all the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. And just really, when you're expanding, really what you're feeling for is kind of this space of relaxation that comes over your body. When you get that kind of that space where it's like, I feel like I can breathe. I feel like I just don't have so much tightness around me. That means that you've expanded all the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. If you don't feel that, if you don't feel that kind of that relaxation, that just means that you haven't gone far enough. So you want to just expand out a little bit further, times that by a million. There you go. Times that by a million, times that by a million. All the way out to the space of who you be. As the infinite being that you be. Awesome. So today we're talking about changing anger, right? Really talking about, and I think I even said in the very beginning of this, choosing to change anger. Because the first thing that you have to do if you don't want to be angry anymore is you really, truly do have to choose that I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't want to have these emotional outbursts anymore. I don't want to have this intensity that comes over my body, right? Because anger is such an intensity. And if you've struggled or if you've looped in anger patterns, you know how emotionally draining getting angry really truly is. I know for myself, anger was an intensity I chose for most of my life. I mean, it's probably been, I don't even know, maybe it's been a while since I've chose anger consistently anyways. That is, let me rephrase that. Because I used to be looped in that anger pattern, especially as a young mom. And then when I went through my divorce, when I was divorced from my first husband, it was like, anger was kind of like my default emotion. I got kind of stuck in anger and I just replayed anger. I mean, I did anger probably every single day. Now, I am thankful that I didn't ever get abusive, which I know is one of those things that comes with it. And I'm going to tell you that if you know anybody who has an anger abuse problem where they actually act out in abuse, you know, I totally get it, because I feel like I was at the breaking point of almost being there. Like, there was plenty of times during the point where I was choosing anger, where I was getting wrapped in anger, I should say, where I was getting wrapped in anger, getting looped into that emotion. And I really felt this, I could just feel, you know, when you start to engage in that anger emotion, this like intensity comes over your body and you really do start to feel uncontrolled. Like, you start to have this depth of feeling uncontrolled. And I would just really, I came really close to, I feel like, where I got to a point where I could have hurt my children. And thankfully, I never did get wrapped in that. And it's been so long since I've chosen anger. I was actually telling someone recently, what really kind of basically started happening for me was when I started making the demand of stop choosing anger, and as I untangled it, it got less and less and less and less until it just really didn't become part of who I was anymore. And eventually it got to a point where, I mean, it had been months and months and months, and then maybe even a year since I had chosen it. And every once in a great while, there was a couple times there, I would say probably over maybe the last 6 or 7 years, where I chose it maybe once or twice. And it was like, and it was a fast choice too, because it came over me and I like kind of went into like a little fit of rage for a second. I'm like, what am I doing? This is stupid. This isn't even mine. Like, I don't even have to do this. And I was able to stop it fairly quick. And so today, I do want you to know that if you are cycling in anger, if anger is your looping issue, or one of your looping issues, I should say, because most of us have many, right? This is usually not our only thing, because this wasn't my only thing as well either. But this was one of those things where I knew that I had to change my anger issue. I had to. There was no way I was going to be able to continue on and be as angry as I had been, because I could see it was really, not only was it starting to really take an emotional toll on myself, but it was really starting to take a toll on my children. My children were young at the time. And I remember how just very broken they felt to me. And me being angry was just contributing to that feeling of them being broken, right? They were scared of me. And I just didn't want that anymore. And so your number one thing, if you really totally want to choose to change your anger, if you really want to be in a different space, you really have to choose that you don't want to be angry anymore. Yeah, it really has to be this like intensity of choice. Like, no, I am not choosing angry anymore. I don't desire to be angry anymore. I don't want to be angry anymore. And kind of going this energy where it's like, I will change this anger. I do not want to choose this any longer. Now, the thing that I want you to get is when you start making that choice to choose anger, And this is true for any choice you're going to make, is when you start to choose to change something, you are going to go through a period where, because this is a pattern, right? This is something that you have been perpetrating potentially for who knows how long in your life, right? There will be spaces where, what's the word I'm looking for? Where it feels... where it feels impossible to not be able to choose it. Also, as you kind of go into this, you'll start to see where you have a different possibility, I guess is what I really wanted to say here. So number one is, first thing you have to do is choose that you don't want to be angry anymore. And when you make that choice, you start to be able to kind of see, number one, what your triggers are, right? The cycles that you're perpetrating, you know, really when you're in an anger loop, it really is a loop. It's one of those things that, that really brings this emotional intensity into your body. And again, if you've ever lived in the emotional intensity of anger and you've ever played that anger loop, you know that, gives you this high throughout your whole body, right? It brings this like energy into your body. It turns everything on. It brings all these endorphins into your body. And then when it's over, it's like, there's just really low. It's like, there's this high and this low, you know, that's really what we are addicted to when we're addicted to that anger loop, is we're addicted to that intensity, that high and that low, and that high and that low. And one of the things that you have to identify is that it is kind of that cycle or that intensity, and you have to kind of commit to changing that cycle, because that addiction is, I would say, the hardest thing to clear here. Okay, so we have to get a hold of kind of the cycle of it, right? And we have to look at what energy is creating that cycle. That includes the places, the spaces where you contributed energy to the creation of the issue. So what I'm looking at here is, okay, so one of the things that I started looking at when I really decided I didn't want to be angry anymore was, what are some of my anger triggers, right? What are some of the things that trigger me into getting angry? Yeah, what are some of the things that trigger you into getting angry? Yeah. So what we want to do, and so often I feel like what we do is we don't want to look at those situations because they're painful for us, right? They're painful to really look at them because it's like, oh, well, you know, it brings up all that emotion of like, I did this and I hurt this person's feelings and it makes me feel guilty. It makes me feel shame. It makes me feel upset, right? But the thing is we have to look at those. We have to look at those energies. We have to have the space of being vulnerable through this process. When you choose to change something in your life, you really have to get clear about what is contributing to creating it. And you have to become that vulnerable space where you're willing, ready, and able to dive into those uncomfortable energies that are contributing to the creation of it. Everything, all of that is. And all this energy fog that's coming up, and all these places and spaces where we're starting to feel kind of stoned out or kind of foggy, everything, all of that is, all of the shiki, stupidity, unconsciousness, anti-consciousness, energy fog around all of this. All of that, 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 everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, and just let all that go. And all we're doing here is, you know, we expanded out into the true energy, space, and consciousness of who you are. So if you've never listened to my show, if this is your first time, what I'm essentially doing is I'm clearing the energy that's contributing to the process that we're talking about here. And one of the things I like to look at in this consciousness world is everything that you've chose, everything you've been, everything you've done really is kind of a construct or a structure within your energy space and consciousness. So you have like a structure within anger, right? And there's a lot of energy around it because there's a lot of places where it's like, oh, don't look at that. It feels too painful, right? Oh, you're so terrible. You're such a bad person for choosing this. You should be such a shame to yourself. You know, we have so much of that energy around it, right? Well, the thing is when you stop yourself from looking at those things that make you feel bad, what happens is those things become stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So if you have this big, huge structure, this big, huge patch of energy of shame, and every time you think of your past and all of the things you've quote unquote done, especially around anger, right? Maybe all of the things that you've said, all of the things that you've done because you were angry, right? And you start to look at all of those and you feel all this energy that comes up that says, oh, you're a terrible person. Oh, you're awful. Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself. Oh, you should feel so guilty. Oh, you're so terrible. And I'm telling you this because I know this because I used to have those very energies in my field, right? And what I actually had to start doing was, first and foremost, I had to start taking those energies on head on. And I had to start saying, okay, like, I get that. I have chose that in the past. I really owned it. Okay. I chose to be angry. I have done some things that were really not the nicest, right? I have done some really mean things. I've said some really mean things. I am no longer going to be the victim or the holder of this energy that tells me that I'm a terrible person. I just have made mistakes. I'm going to forgive myself. I'm going to kind of come at this with this energy of vulnerability where I get that. Yes, I chose that. I'm going to own that I chose it. I'm not going to run away from it. I'm not going to make it less, but I'm also going to stop making myself wrong for it. And everything, all of that is, and everywhere you don't feel like you have that choice, and everywhere that choice is not available to you, all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. And we're just going to let that vortex all the way out and all the way out and all the way out and all the way out. So after I've chose that I'm not going to be angry anymore, I'm going to clear the energy that's been creating the cycle, right? Because feeling bad and feeling upset, that is actually contributing to the anger cycle for myself, because that's kind of the ending of it. And I got to go back through, right? And I got to be angry about something. But I also have to really be really clear about what is it that's triggering this anger energy for me. And I had to start making myself accountable for the actions that were continuing to create the anger. And what I mean by this is, okay, so one of the things for myself that really, really, really triggered me into anger, and again, I actually talk about this exact story in my new book, The Empath's Guidebook to Consciousness and Awareness. I'm just going to keep mentioning that. But in my book, I actually share about how, like, essentially, most of my anger was directly at my youngest daughter. We had a lot of anger and upset between the two of us. And, you know, the interesting thing about my youngest daughter was she had kind of anger, I'm going to say anger issues, from pretty much the time shortly after she was born. She was a very good baby, but somewhere around the age of probably about 9 or 10 months, she started having these continuous anger outbursts. And then shortly after that, her father actually filed for divorce. So, I mean, potentially she was picking up on other people's energies. She was aware of things that I wasn't aware of. But for me, it was like, it started at a very young age for her. And at this time when it started with her, I wasn't doing consciousness work. So all I knew is I had this little tiny human who had this intense anger issue, right? And there was nothing that would anger me more than her choosing to throw an all-out fit somewhere. And as she grew and as she became, you know, even 3, 4, 5 years old, her anger intensified. And that was one of those things that really got me. And one of the things that, you know, she often would do is, you know, she'd throw herself on the floor. No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not putting those pants on. And she would throw this just extreme tantrum. And that extreme tantrum, initially, I feel like I could always deal with the tantrum okay. Like, you know, I would have a handle on it. And, you know, the first, I would say probably 20, 25 minutes, I would be fine. But it would get to a certain point where the continuous kind of, you know, then it would turn into her. She was kicking me, punching me, you know, pushing me. And it would start to trigger something in me. And all of a sudden I would just go into this all out scream, and I would start screaming and I would start yelling, and potentially even, I would start throwing stuff, not usually at her, just usually, like, you know, throwing something across the room or whatever it was, because it would just trigger such an emotional intensity inside me. I'd get so mad that she would choose to hurt me, right? And through that, one of the things I started to realize was, if I really wanted to get a hold of my anger, I had to stop engaging in things that contributed to me being angry, right? So that meant that when she refused to do something, either I had a choice, and this is where it becomes your choice, right? You look at the places and spaces, because I guarantee that if you are cycling in anger, you have patterns. There's certain behaviors that bring out the pattern of anger in you. Maybe there's certain people that bring out the pattern of anger in you. Maybe there's certain, maybe you have road rage, and I'm going to talk about road rage during this show as well. But there's a pattern that triggers that energy in you, right? And so you have to start identifying the pattern and the thing that's keeping you from stopping you from having your choice, right? So when I look at the choice to choose anger, to change anger, I have to look at, okay, what behaviors are promoting me to fail in that choice, right? So one of the things that I started really doing was when she started throwing herself on the floor and throwing a fit, I just stopped engaging. I just literally stopped engaging. And I would say things like, you know what? That's starting to make me feel angry, and I'm not choosing to be angry anymore. So I'm leaving, and when you're done, you can come out. And I would, you know, usually it meant she was in her bedroom throwing a fit about putting pants on or something. And so I would leave her in the bedroom and I would go downstairs. And, you know, I'm going to be completely honest here. You know, sometimes that meant she didn't go to school. And, you know, I know people would go to this place where it's like, oh, well, they have to go to school and they have to this and they have to this. But it was like, for me, it was like, okay, I could spend the next 25 minutes arguing with her about putting her pants on, that I could scream and yell, that I could make her put her pants on, then I could take her to school potentially late at this point because she's been crying and screaming, and she's going to look like she's been crying and screaming, and then she's going to have a terrible day at school all day, right? Or it's going to be, and this was often our pattern, it would be on the weekends and we would go, okay, well, let's go do something. And we'd all decide, okay, we're going to go, you know, bowling or roller skating, or we're going to go, you know, pick blueberries or whatever. And I do have a story about blueberries in my book. It would always be this thing that we were going to choose to do, right? And we would get all ready, or she would not want to get ready. And then that would make me mad that she didn't want to get ready, right? And I would go into this fit of anger, and it usually stemmed with or stopped with me making her do something. And then I felt terrible for making her do it, right? And she didn't choose to have fun anyways, because once we were doing it, she had already thrown a fit for a half an hour, 25 minutes. She was miserable. And we actually all ended up being miserable. So I decided that, like, I'm just not going to engage in that anymore. And I know as a parent, that feels like, oh gosh, I'm going to be missing out, or, you know, I can't just let them miss school, or blah, 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 blah. But let me tell you what, it didn't take me very long to change that pattern once I stopped engaging. Because what I realized was, and if you look at your patterns with anybody that you have an anger reaction to, oftentimes there is there's a trigger, and that person feeds off that trigger as well. She was getting just as much out of me being angry as I was getting out of being angry. And I know that people would say, oh, I don't get anything out of being angry. But there is an emotional response that you get in your body when you choose to be angry. There's also another place where, you know, again, it's that addiction, right? That's addiction to feeling bad. It's the addiction to being angry. It's the addiction to the feeling of guilty, of feeling shame. And I know that there would probably be people who would argue with me about that, but I'm going to tell you right now that you truly are addicted to those feelings. You get addicted to feeling bad. Not that I thought to myself, oh gosh, I love to feel bad. No, because I hated feeling bad. But my body, the emotional responses that were going on in my body were addicted to that low, yucky, gross feeling that contributed to me choosing those emotions. And one of the things that I realized was my daughter was also addicted to feeling bad about herself as well. And if I screamed and yelled and made her do something she didn't want to do and forced her and blah, 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 right? It also had the same effect on her. She was addicted to that wrong feeling. And so when I stopped, when I said, you know what? Nope, I'm not doing this. You want to throw yourself on the floor? Cool. Here's your pants. When you're ready to put them on, come on out. If not, see you in a few hours. And I left the room. And I got to a certain point where I allowed myself to go somewhere else. I allowed myself to breathe. And then I started, and it really didn't take me very long. I'm going to say maybe with her, it was probably about 3 or 4 weeks of consistency with doing that, with walking away. And then what I would do is I would walk away. I would go do something like, okay, maybe it was, I need to go make her breakfast, right? I'm going to make her something that I know she wants to eat. I'm going to take it back up to her. I'm going to approach her and say, yeah, I'm going to give her a good 10 or 15 minutes to cool off from that, right? Because I don't want to go right back in there right after she's, you know, going into a fit of rage, right? But I'd come back 10 or 15 minutes later and I would bring breakfast and I wouldn't mention it. And that's key. Don't make someone wrong. You know, even for yourself, like if you start to get mad at someone, maybe if you have this anger reaction with your husband or your spouse or, you know, someone at work or whatever, and someone says to you, oh boy, someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed today, right? That's not going to turn your mood around. It's definitely not going to contribute to you feeling better. So you have to, you know, one of the things I've learned is like, you can't reignite the same emotion, right? So I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, you know, hey, you hungry? Let's sit down. Let's eat some breakfast. You know, one of the things, and I started saying things and I started really changing the dialogue with her. And I started continually saying things like, you know, one of the things I'm learning right now about myself is I don't like to feel bad. I don't like to do things that make me feel bad. I just don't like to feel bad. And I'm just deciding that I just don't want to feel bad anymore. Like, do you like to feel bad? You know, and I would just start talking to them about how I didn't want to feel bad about myself anymore. I didn't want to feel bad about my actions anymore. I didn't like the way that that made me feel. And then I was choosing to do something different. And what that started to do was it started to open up a different dialogue in my house. Because again, when you make a choice, especially a choice like, choosing not to be angry anymore, a certain aspect of that is you have to start really talking about what you do desire in your life, what you do want your life to be like, what patterns are no longer working for you, and not doing it from a place of projecting more anger or projecting shame about something somebody did or projecting guilt about something happened. You have to stay out of all of the projections and you have to make this journey about you. And that's exactly what I did. I owned the fact that, yes, you know what? I have been a very angry person, but I don't like that person in me anymore. I don't like to feel that way. I don't like to perpetrate those cycles. I don't like to have those angry outbursts. And when I started saying that and I started saying that out loud, it changed the way that my kids emotionally connected to me. And everything that doesn't allow you to have that in your life, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. You have to give yourself, whenever you start choosing something that you never chose before, you have to give yourself space to be able to release the places, number one, that you were not allowed to have what you're trying to have. Now, when I looked at not being angry anymore, I had to get clear about what it was that I really did want, right? I don't want to continue to create this not being angry, right? What I wanted to create is I wanted to create peace and ease in my house. I wanted my life to have an energy of peace and ease. One of the things that I was very aware of is one, right? I didn't want to choose the anger anymore. I didn't want to choose that emotional outburst. I didn't want to choose that intensity of anger any longer. I had to clear all of the constructs around anger. So let's just do that for you. Where is everywhere that anger is a choice for you? So all of that, 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 everywhere you've aligned and agreed with anger. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Resisted and reacted to anger. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Defended for anger. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Defended against anger. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Righteous for anger. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And righteous against anger. And everything all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Number one, really getting that you can change this, right? Your choice to say, I am changing this. I do not want to be angry anymore. Opens up a whole different space for you. All the construct structures, adaptations, and mutations in and around anger. Everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Giving yourself new space to be able to choose something different. You do not have to cycle in this emotional intensity any longer. You can choose to have something different. Nice deep breath. So I had to get clear about what I did want. So I started actively saying, you know, I'm choosing to have peace in my life. Universe, bring me situations that feel peaceful. Yeah, and just receive that. So I started really choosing the energy that I did want to have in my life. And one of the things that when you start really looking at the construct of what it is that you want to change, right, you get that the thing that you have been choosing, it's holding an energetic space. It's holding an energy space and consciousness of that, right? So anger really does hold an energetic space in my life and all the emotions that trigger that, right? The guilt, the shame, they're all holding space. Well, when I start actually actively kind of clearing those out of there, I have to have something to kind of transmute that space into, right? I want to kind of clear the constructs around it, but I have to fill that with something because it's all just energy. So what I started really actively asking was like, what's it going to take for me to have more peace? What's it going to take for me to have more ease? What would it be like to always have peace and ease in my life, right? And I started continuously receiving that space. So every time I was in any situation where it felt like I could react in an anger situation. Now, here's the thing about anger, especially if you've been doing this and you've been kind of perpetrating this energy for a long time. Sometimes, especially in the beginning, you're going to do the anger reaction anyways. You're going to do it. You're going to throw the fit. You're going to have the emotional outburst. You're going to play that all the way through, right? And the thing is the key to actually truly changing this is after you have that event, after you have that anger patch, you have to go back and you have to out loud, I'm sorry I chose to do that. I'm not choosing to be this person anymore. This is not what I want to choose any longer anymore in my life. I'm committed to changing this. This isn't what I want to be. This isn't what I want to do. This isn't what I want to choose. Okay. So the thing is when you start choosing to change this pattern in your life, you have to know that the pattern is going to resurface for a little while. Okay. Because you're going to go down those same energetic patterns several times, and you're going to make that intensity of change several times before you actually have a space where you can choose something different. And I think this is probably one of the most important things to get here is you have to stop making yourself wrong for doing it, okay? it's kind of like, okay, so I choose to change my anger situation. Then something comes, makes me angry. I have an emotional outburst, right? Because I can't catch it. Maybe it was a situation I wasn't anticipating. Maybe I am able to, you know, there's certain situations I'm able to not engage in, right? But then there's other situations that maybe sneak up on me and all of a sudden I don't realize it and I'm acting out in anger and I'm screaming and I'm yelling and I'm doing exactly what I don't want to do. And then I'm feeling myself getting mad at myself for having the emotional reaction that I said I wasn't going to have anymore, right? As soon as I'm able, and that might even be the next day, okay, you have that emotional reaction, you go to that anger, you play out that whole situation. It might even be the next day before I can go back and go, you know what? I'm sorry I did that. I don't want to choose to be angry anymore. This isn't what I want to choose for my life. This isn't who I want to be. I am choosing to change my anger, and I apologize that you became the effect of it. And you go through and you for yourself, you clear out those stuff, like everything that contributed to it, everything that made me act out in anger, everywhere I felt out of control, everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize. And then I want to apologize to everyone who was the effect of that emotional outburst, right? And I want to let them all know that I'm sorry, I was triggered, and I don't want to be triggered anymore. And this isn't about you or your actions. This is about what's going on with me. And I am choosing to not be that person anymore. I am choosing that I do not want to have that anger anymore. Again, making yourself accountable for your actions that is continuing to create the anger cycle. Okay, this is not about what other people are doing. This is about energy, space, and consciousness that you have stored, and your energy, space, and consciousness that is contributing to the fact that you have no other choice. And when you get vulnerable and you start making the demand of, you know what, yes, I did that. When you stop feeling bad for yourself and you stop feeling wrong for choosing it again, and you go, oh, I chose it again. Look at there it was. It came again. Okay, listen, universe, I get that I chose it again. I'm not going to make myself feel bad. I'm not going to make myself feel wrong. I'm going to choose to do something different, and everything that doesn't allow that for you, All of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. So I want to talk about road rage for a moment, because I know many of us really struggle with road rage, right? Because we even internalize this place where it's like, oh, road rage isn't about us, it's about how other people are driving. But I'm going to tell you right now that road rage is still because you have anger inside of you. And so, and I know that triggers some people. I get it. I can feel it from here. But I'm going to tell you that road rage is one of those things I had to change on my own as well, right? I had to start looking at what patterns were continuing to create my road rage. Now, one of the things that used to really make me mad always was, and this bothered me, like, oh my God, it would make me so angry, is when I got to a four-way stop and there would already be people stopped at the four-way stop. Right? And I would be coming up to the four-way stop, and before I could all the way even get stopped, they were already waving me through. Now, I'm going to tell you that. And I have two instances for myself that really triggered me, and both because I had an experience where I had that done. I was like 18 or 19 years old. Right? And I'm coming up to a four-way stop. Somebody's already there. They're already stopped, right? They're waving me, go, 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 go. Well, I'm 19. So I'm like, okay, I go. I don't come to a complete stop, but I ended up getting pulled over, and I ended up getting my very first ticket. And so now in my 40s, right, there was, well, I shouldn't say, because now it doesn't bother me, but in my 30s and in my 20s and in my 30s, it bothered me so bad that when I would get to a four-way stop, there was people waving me on. It would make me so angry because, like, for one thing, you're already stopped. Go. It's your turn. Why are you trying to tell me how to drive, right? I would validate it with all of these, you know, why are you doing this? Oh, it makes me so angry, blah, 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 blah. So what I decided was the only reason that it's making me angry is because I'm engaging, right? I don't even have to pretend like I even know that that person is even waving at me. If they want to beep and they want to flip me off or they want to do whatever they want to do, that's theirs. That's not mine. I don't have to engage in that. And so I started really taking that philosophy that I'm going to go to the four-way stop, right? I'm going to come to a complete stop. And when I get to a complete stop, I will look and see who else is there. And then I will make the determination of when it's my turn to go. And there is no one that's going to tell me how to drive. Right? And instead of getting angry and instead of getting enraged in that anymore, I just stopped contributing to it. And if somebody wanted to, you know, flip me off or scream, because that was one of the patterns I was in, right? Well, what I realized was, and what I seen happen before my very eyes was when I stopped giving a crap about that, that pattern stopped. People actually, and I think it's interesting, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but almost every single time I would get to a four-way stop, right before I would get to a complete stop, there would be somebody there who would be waving me through, and when I wouldn't go, they would get mad, they'd flip me off, they'd beep at me, they'd scream, whatever, and then that would further enrage me, and it was a continuous pattern. And if you've never had that happen, you know, that's because you've never been attracted to that energy. You've never had that energy stored in your energy space and consciousness because I had such a resistance to it. I was actually creating it. So when I lowered my barriers, when I lowered the resistance and I thought, you know what, I'm not even going to engage in this anymore. I'm not choosing this. I'm not going to allow this in my life. I'm just going to drive. And what that actually started to happen was that stopped happening in my life. Like that pattern just stopped happening in my life. And, you know, now I don't even live anywhere where there's really, I used to live somewhere for a long time in an area. We actually moved in quite a different bit of places in this one area, in this one kind of the same neighborhood, a similar neighborhood is a very big neighborhood in the small town we used to live in. And there was four-way stops down this one road I drove down probably 5 or 6 times a day. There was like 7 four-way stops. And it never failed. I always had to go through 3 or 4 of them. And it was always that same pattern. Well, I don't, you know, I'm not really in a situation where I even really go through those anymore. But now when I have, like when I approach a four-way stop, like I don't have that same mindset. I don't have that same energy, which doesn't create the same thing. So then the other thing is, and I see people debating this all the time, and just for myself, it used to make me so angry. You know, we I think we all have that debate about, you know, when somebody's trying to turn out of a parking lot or something, and it's right by a stoplight, right? And there's people that get mad that people don't stop and let them out, right? And then there's other people that get mad when people stop and let them out, right? So I was a teenager as well, and I was actually on a very busy road, and it was close to a stop sign or stoplight, and somebody had stopped to let me out, and I pulled out being the, you know, 18-year-old that I am, and I pulled all the way through, all the way across all lanes of traffic, and I ended up getting smashed, and I ended up totaling my car because I didn't see the other traffic because there was like 4 cars lanes stopped, you know, waving me to go through, and so I did. And so that's kind of another, that was another one of my pet peeves. Like, I understand that people felt like I should stop for them if I'm in a place where, you know, but if they're turning left and I'm in a position where you're going to have to go all the way across traffic, I'm not stopping, because that puts me in a position where I could essentially, you know, put you in a position where you might get hit by a car. And I know people would throw anger at me and they would be so, you know, all this intensity would make me so mad. And I would go, ah, I hate when people do that. And I'd have this, like, you know, this huge, like, emotional outburst about it. And again, I just decided that, like, I'm not engaging in that anymore. I'm not doing it. And, you know, the whole, like, being on the road and people going too slow or going too fast, it's like, that is a choice to engage in the anger about that. That is a choice to get on the expressway and be mad when somebody's riding your ass. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that out loud. Riding your butt on the expressway, right? It's totally your choice. Or you can just get over, right? And you can allow somebody to pass you, and then you can go on with your life. Like, it really is that simple. And I know that sometimes in the moment it doesn't feel that simple, but when you start making a choice like, I don't want to be angry anymore, that includes putting yourself in any situations that's going to trigger your anger. And that also includes being aware that you are making yourself accountable for the actions that are continuing to create your anger. So if you see somebody, if you're in a lane, you see somebody that's doing 95 and they're running up on you, get over. Or vice versa, just get over. Like, don't contribute to the space of being mad. Like, each and every one of us can exist in this world in a flow. And if you just allow people to do what they want to do and you just do what you want to do and you don't get caught up in anybody else's emotions, everything can flow. Everything, all of that is all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, suppress, 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 suppress. So when I got clear about what I really did want, I really wanted this energy of peace. I really wanted this energy of ease in my life. So what I started actively doing, and this is one of the things that we're going to do in our 21 days of ending the I don't know, is really getting to the space where we get firm about what we do want in our lives, right? I do want to have peace and ease, and I'm going to spend time every single day asking for peace and ease to show up for my life. I'm going to ask for situations to be easy. I'm going to ask for people to be peaceful around me. You know, we live in this ask and receive universe. Ask and you shall receive. If you expect people to be unkind jerk faces, that's exactly what's going to show up in your life. But if you ask for peaceful people who hold a space of ease, to have a presence in your life, that's exactly what's going to show up for you. Nice deep breath. If you're truly looking to change your space of anger and this isn't enough for you, please, you can join me on this 21 days. It is called Ending the I Don't Know because it is really about stopping that cycle. You know, when you're getting triggered and even like in an emotion like anger, it's like there's a lot of spaces of you don't know what you want your life to feel like. You know what you hate, right? You know what you hate. You know you hate being angry, but oftentimes you just continue to perpetrate that same energy of I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, right? But I don't know what I really want. It's like really getting clear about what is it that you truly do desire. What is it that you truly do desire? Grab that energy, receive it. And this whole journey, we're talking about getting the energy of what you do desire, really receiving it into your body, really receiving it into your space, really actualizing it as your life, and really allowing yourself to really stand fully in the presence of that energy, leaving the universe no other choice but to actualize exactly what it is that you desire. So if you're really truly ready to have a different choice in your life, or really even know how to make choices, please join us for that. It's only $49. You get all 21 days. You don't have to join us live. You can actually just join and you get an email every single day for 21 days. I'm going to walk you through the process of figuring out exactly what it is that you desire for your life. And then going through a process of choosing it, asking and receiving to have it, and really allowing the universe to actualize that space in your life. You can check it out on my website, www.jamie-bates.com. And also my new book, The Empath's Guidebook to Consciousness and Awareness. I have all kinds of tools and things in there that you can also read about, and check out, and really lots of exercises in there to just change the energy, space, and consciousness in which you're functioning in. You can find that book on Amazon.com, or you can also find it on my website. And also I have some groups starting. I am doing groups again. Pretty much a kind of a continuous cycle of groups flowing. If you're really ready to change your life and you really want something different and you really want some support to create that, I do have groups starting. I also have a couple spaces becoming available for a private VIP client. So if you're ready to take your life to the next level, if you're ready to be done with a life that doesn't work for you and you really truly desire something different, check me out online, www.jamie-bates.com, or you can be my Facebook friend and you can join my Expand Your Reality Facebook group. I am grateful that each and every one of you are listening. I love the feedback that I'm getting. So grateful for the feedback that I'm receiving. If you've been listening to my radio show on Cosmic Reality Radio, maybe you've been listening to it on YouTube, maybe you're listening also to it on Podbean, however you're listening to it, iTunes, and you are enjoying it, I would love if you would let me know. I love feedback. I love to hear how the show is helping you, changing your life. Also, if you'd like to be a guest, let me know if you have an issue that you would like to talk about with me and share with the world. You know, one of the things that I tell all my guests that have been on, you know, when you share this and you allow the facilitation to go through, you're really helping so many other people change their life as well. So I'm grateful for those that come on and allow me to do a live facilitation. So if you would like one too, just get a hold of me and let me know. I would love to help you create something different. So thank you so much for listening to me today, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.